We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is the rules that are coming up. The rules state that during the trial, senators are not allowed to drink anything but water and milk. That's true. Yeah, or as Mitt Romney calls that, a full bar.
Ah, he's a Mormon. It's the Armstrong and Getty Show. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. You know, we can't make it too big a deal out of every icon that passes. It's the way it is when you're in middle age. A lot of your heroes growing up is you are trying to figure out, you know, particularly those of us in the creative fields, a lot of our heroes, our icons, our role models are passing away because, let's see, we're hitting 50, they're hitting 70 to 80. Yep, that's about when it happens. But one of the guys in Monty Python's Flying Circus passed away, Terry Jones. And, you know, if you're at all involved in the business of being funny, you know people who are. Monty Python was Jimi Hendrix. Monty Python was Marlon Brando, 50s Marlon Brando, not fat hanging around with Jacko, crazy Marlon Brando, but a guy whose acting was acting like human beings really act. Devastating portrayals on the screen. But anybody in the business of funny, Monty Python, like Jimi Hendrix, so enlarged the palette of what you could do. I mean, it's like, and they were not the only ones, obviously, but the absurdest things they did and the how far they'd go over the top with a bit, it was as if you went from a 15-letter alphabet to a 26-letter alphabet, comedically speaking. John Cleese, who was also one of the Pythons, just tweeted, "It feels strange that a man of so many talents and such endless enthusiasm should have faded away so gently. Of his many achievements, for me, the greatest gift he gave us all was his direction of Life of Brian, perfection. He also directed, what was the other big one? Life of Brian and...
Was it Holy Grail?
Yeah. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And then Cleese says, because he's a Python, two down, four to go of the six guys, two have indeed passed. I saw, Eric Idle, who's also one of my beloved Pythons. I loved him the moment I saw him on stage at the Edinburgh Festival in 1963. So many laughs, moments of total hilarity on stage and off we have all shared with him. It's too sad if you knew him, but if you didn't, you will always smile at the many wonderfully funny moments he gave us. So... they're a nice tribute. I actually saw Graham Chapman, who was the first of the Pythons to pass away, in the 80s. He did a live show in which he talked about Python, answered questions, and the rest of it. And then there was supposed to be a long video montage of their work, highlights from the movies and the shows, and he was going to talk about it and the rest of it. And it started, and the video machine glitched. And he said, "What? It's not working? It's, no? Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Thank you." And he left. And the show was over. And I was like, wait a minute. You can't ad lib? You're one of the greatest comedic geniuses of the 20th century. Your video machine breaks and you give up? Turns out he was rather ill at the time that I think factors in, but... yeah, I'll never forget the disappointment. You can't leave. This for like 40 minutes. But, yeah, what are you going to do?
I was immediately, enraptured with the silliness of Monty Python when I first watched him as a kid. Yeah. Like the cheese shop or the four Yorkshiremen. I thought that those were some of the funniest things I'd ever seen up until that point.
Well, and the writing is so clever. I mean, as they were being utterly stupid, the writing was so incredibly smart.
Oh, Argument Clinic. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite bits. I, as a guy who has the entirety of their creative output on DVD, I'm a big fan. I wanted to make one more point about that. What was it? I don't know. Their work lives on, et cetera, et cetera. So we're talking briefly. Oh, I want to tell you what's coming up, first of all. A couple of tech stories you might be very interested in, including it's looking like you remember old MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia?
The guy with the most expensive painting on the most expensive yacht?
Exactly. Yeah. And he's the big reformer. Who abducts dissidents and saws them into 50 pieces in consulates when he feels like it. He may have hacked Jeff Bezos, who runs Amazon. And there's more to the story than that. And also, Sean handed me this. I absolutely love it. Some of your smart devices might go dumb and be as useless as doorstops soon. And the why of it's pretty interesting. But mentioned this a little bit earlier, and this is serious. Excuse me, sip of cool water, one of the two beverages permitted on the Senate floor.
I see you're passing on the milk still.
I'm not going to sit here and drink milk. I get all
it's
phlegmy.
It's whole milk. It's really good for you.
That's fine. Proteiny goodness. So, there is this guy by the name of Daniel Selovich, who legally changed his name to Pirate. He lived in Redding, California, which is in the northern part of the state, the Ding, as we affectionately refer to it. We've been huge in Redding since the time people needed gigantic antennas to pick up a radio signal from hours away in Sacramento. And now we're privileged to be on a station in Redding, and thank you for airing the show. But anyway, so this guy lived in Redding. And he raped people. He's a convicted sexual predator. He was arrested in New Mexico in 2010 for a Redding rape case. He pleaded no contest and served 4 years in prison. He was released and headed to Fairbanks, Alaska, where he held a woman captive in a remote cabin for 5 weeks and repeatedly raped her. He is a monster, an absolute monster. The alleged victim told police, he explained it. Oh, he also beat her if she dared resist in any way. The woman was finally rescued daringly by helicopter. This guy was charged with rape and kidnapping. Now, this woman was so damaged, previous to the crimes and certainly by the crimes, that she died of a drug overdose. So charges were dismissed. There's no one to testify him. So he was turned free. In 2018, Las Vegas Review-Journal reported that this man, who changed his name to Pirate, was sentenced up to 5 years behind bars for a sex crime he committed against a woman in a wheelchair back in 2004. But court records showed he was credited for time served for the a year and a quarter or so he spent behind bars prior to his sentence. By the way, there's a video that I came across. I'll zap it over to you, Hanson, so we can post it at armstrongandgetty.com, of a guy in Fairbanks, I believe it's in a bus station, confronting the guy and saying, "Get out of Fairbanks. You're a rapist and a monster. Get out. We don't want you here." Which relates to that, the headline, interestingly enough, the authorities are telling Reddingites and people in California in general, if you see this guy, don't say anything, don't do anything. Leave him alone. Number one, he's probably dangerous. And number two, as the copper said, and this is absolutely true as far as it goes, we are aware that Daniel Selovich, a.k.a. Pirate, is back in Redding. He was contacted by officers early in the day, is not currently wanted for any crimes. Don't try to grab him or attack him if you see him out and about, said the police sergeant, Todd Kogel. I live here and have loved ones here as well. I know it's worrying to know he's on the streets, but he is a free man. You have to treat him like every other man you see on the street. He has a substantial criminal history, and at this point he has paid his debt for what he's been convicted of. Which brings us to the gulf, sometimes small, sometimes enormous, between law and justice. So the message to the people of Reading is, this monster who rapes and rapes and rapes, who takes prisoners, beats them, rapes them, who attacks and defiles women in wheelchairs, who rapes somebody everywhere he goes, and these are just the ones he's been caught for and convicted for, has done a total of 5 years and change in prison, and is now walking the streets of a lovely, medium-sized city, full of women and girls, and the residents are being told, listen, our system gave him what it was going to give him, and you just got to leave him alone. And you do have to leave them alone. But the whole hashtag Me Too movement and the concern for women and women's rights and sexual violence against women, which is, you know, some of it's kind of overwrought, but to a large extent it's way overdue. It's good stuff. It's righteous. There's got to be something we can do about a person like this. Meanwhile, I guess leave them alone, but for God's sake, keep your eye on him.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Crab season is officially open. It's time for the 33rd annual Wednesday Place Crab Feast on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an OSHA fund and help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available at 2250 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Results Radio, Reading Electric Utility, Fox 20, and KRCR Channel 7. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I didn't know Ken, but what I did know is he was very smart, he was very tough, he was very talented. But in a certain way, I was sticking up for Clinton, for Bill Clinton. And, you know, I felt, I sort of still feel that way. I mean, what he did was nothing good. There was a lot of lying going on. There were a lot of things, a lot of bad things. Now, with me, there's no lying. There's no nothing. They have nothing. They don't even have a crime. They say there's the only one that's ever been impeached, and he didn't commit a crime. I didn't commit a crime. And then you get into high crimes and misdemeanors. But I didn't commit a crime. So, no, I have great respect for Ken, but I didn't think, frankly, that Bill Clinton should have been impeached.
Talking about Ken Starr, obviously, who is part of the president's legal team. That was from an unscheduled and Trumpian freewheeling press conference at the end of the Davos conference. He did a couple of shows, I guess, and then he said, hey, media, you want to talk to me? Let's talk. And he talked about everything. Completely unguarded, and we have some of the... some of the tape of that, some highlights. He mentions Greta Thunberg. He mentions John Bolton, Pompeo, Rick Perry, Rudy Giuliani. You heard Bill Clinton, Bob Woodward. pretty freewheeling. So we will have that for you in a couple of minutes. Jack is on the phone. Well, an exciting moment. We don't actually take callers. Could you explain to Mr. Armstrong we don't take callers? Here he is. What's up?
Nurse is running late. My son has a medical procedure today, and I need to be there to hold him down for the medical procedure, and the nurse is not there yet, so I'm calling into where I make my living. That's what's going on there. So I was just reading Ian Bremmer's Twitter account as I sit here waiting for the nurse to arrive.
Oh.
He's in Davos. Two things that he mentioned that I thought were really interesting. One, as you're just talking about all
this. Hey, by the way, as long as you're on the phone, why don't you claim to be in Davos? I mean, that'd be exciting, wouldn't it?
I'm here in Davos. Oh, the beautiful mountains here. It's Switzerland, isn't it?
Right. How do you like the food? It is Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
You'd think you would have noticed that at the airport.
I had some Swiss Miss cocoa. I've had lots of chocolate. Just all I've eaten is chocolate.
Any cheese? And if so, what kind?
But so Ian Bremmer said in Davos, not one person has brought up impeachment to him, which I think is pretty interesting.
Yes, I would say, especially because as the great United States goes, so goes the world economy. And that's what they're there to talk about.
Right, but so the whole idea that, you know, this doesn't feel like impeachments normally feel, and this is just the third one ever, but they aren't going to be teaching this in school in 100 years. They aren't going to be teaching this in school in 5 years. It's just not, for a variety of reasons, a big historical event. Certainly not yet.
I think it may be paired up with the Clinton impeachment, which, you know, I don't want to relitigate the entire thing, but there are plenty who think that the Republicans should not have gone there for all of Bill Clinton's sins. Anyway, I think it may be paired up with the Clinton impeachment, the moments then that that America realized, look, unless it's something truly crazy, you just got to wait for an election.
Yeah, I could see that as that is where it's going to stand historically, assuming we continue as a country. Is that we went through this weird, incredibly partisan time where we did this sort of stuff and it wasn't productive and we moved away from it. I hope that's the way the story goes.
Well, I think most people feel that way, but can we listen to clip 42 very quickly here, fellas? Worth keeping in mind that some have not let that torch go out.
We will not stop. Whether or not that leads to another impeachment activity, I don't know. But I know we must continue with the work that our constituents have elected us to come to Congress to do.
So
indeed, carry on, ma'am.
So Maxine Waters and her enablers on MSNBC are talking about a new impeachment as soon as this one's done.
Yeah, I doubt the pendulum has hit the far end of being divided yet. We got a presidential election this year, so boy, the snow is starting to fall here at Davos, and it's just beautiful. Watching it land on the billionaires' planes and everything.
What
so
time
pretty.
Is it there, Jack?
Quarter till three.
That's interesting. So it's several hours and like 20 minutes off. That's an odd time zone.
But the other thing that Ian Bremmer said to me moments ago here in Davos was it's agreed. He went to some sort of conference where they're talking about technological developments and how it affects the world. And everybody agreed that the most troubling technological development of recent times is the ability to do deep fakes.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's not surprising to me that when you get world leaders together, they think that, because we think it's troubling here in the United States. We still have some credibility in our institutions in the United States, our government, our media, some. We're destroying it on a daily basis.
Well, and some shared principles that really animate the country, as opposed to a lot of countries where it's just a raw struggle for power.
Right, but how about all the countries where there's no belief in the institutions, the media, the government, none. And now with deep fakes, holy crap, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I actually heard the people on Nakedly Progressive Radio talking about how the Russians tried to interfere with our elections, and it was just so silly and so naive and so Trump-oriented. I've always hated that phrase. They tried to mess with our society. If you want to say the campaign, that's more accurate. It sounds sexier when you say the election, as if they were altering votes. But what they were doing, they did not even slow down the day after the election. They're doing it today. They will do it tomorrow. They will do it in 10 years. It's not about elections. It's about weakening the U.S.
Well, I'm going to go shop for some wooden shoes like everyone wears around here so I can fit in. And
we'll just let that one go. But
they don't wear wooden shoes here?
Safe travels to and from Switzerland, Jack. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
The Redding
Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReddingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReddingCivic.com to learn more.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ever could be a useless brick tomorrow. We'll explain why. And did the head guy in Saudi Arabia hack the head guy from Amazon and why? It's a really interesting story. We'll squeeze that in this half hour. Also, Hero Furries in San Jose rescued a woman who's getting beaten in her car. These guys in their pink dinosaur suits and wolf costumes and the rest of it actually opened the car door, dragged a guy out, and sat on him until the cops could show up. It was, you know, certainly among the most honorable moments at the furry convention in San Jose. And we salute those strange rangers for their courage and standing up for that gal. So, well done. Meanwhile, back at the impeachment.
I am struck by what we have heard from the President's counsel so far tonight. They complain about process, but they do not seriously contest any of the allegations against the President. And they lie. And lie and lie and lie. It's embarrassing the President's counsels would talk about this today.
We've been respectful. And you don't deserve, and we don't deserve, what just happened. The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you, for the way you've addressed this body. You owe an apology to the President of the United States and his family. But most of all, you owe an apology to the American people.
That the President claims monarchical powers, defies the law in a dozen different directions all the time. And lies about it all the time. And says to Mr. Cipollone here to lie about it.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body. One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse.
That is the dad, Chief Justice Roberts, telling the Congress children, Nadler in particular, and Cipollone, the president's guy. I understand why Roberts had to say, I'm telling you both equally, because he can't be seen as a shill for either side. He's a judge, but telling them, look, if you want to sit at the grown-up table, you got to talk like grown-ups. We don't act like hormonal jackasses here in the Senate, all right? Congress idiots. Anyway, so that's a note from the impeachment, and we'll have more to come as interesting things happen, but not until. Meanwhile, the president's over in Davos, which I think is a good PR move. It's the Clintonian, and I think just appropriate move of going about the business of the country. I mean, what do you want him to do? Sit in the Oval Office and watch TV all day? No, he's being the president, whether you think he ought to be booted out or not. He's doing his job. But so after the Davos Economic Forum, we just heard Jack reporting live from there moments ago. he gave one of his freewheeling, long ask me anythings to the assembled press. Why don't we start with clip number 30, commenting on the impeachment.
Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that. Pat Cipollone is a high-quality human being. I was very impressed with Pat. He had great emotion yesterday. Pat's a brilliant guy, but I've never seen that emotion. And that's real emotion. That's because he knows this is a hoax. And I was very proud of the job he did. I've known Jerry Nadler for a long time. He's opposed many of my jobs. I got them all built, very successfully built in New York. But so we have yet another fight. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it surprising? Isn't it amazing? But
double amazing. Yeah, it's funny how many of Trump's rivals you realize that the gripes go way back to the 80s, the 90s, various New York City controversies, the rest of it. And then the president spoke openly about a couple other impeachment-related issues. How about 31?
I would rather go the long way. I would rather interview Bolton. I would rather interview a lot of people. The problem with John is that it's a national security problem. You know, you can't have somebody who's at national security. And if you think about it, John, he knows some of my thoughts. He knows what I think about leaders. What happens if he reveals what I think about a certain leader and it's not very positive and that I have to deal on behalf of the country? It's going to be very hard. It's going to make the job very hard. He knows other things. And I don't know if we left on the best of terms. I would say probably not, you know. And so you don't like people testifying when they didn't leave on good terms, and that was due to me, not due to him. And so we'll see what happens.
Well, that was an interesting collection of thoughts.
Yeah.
Including the, and listen, even if you think we must have many witnesses and new evidence and this should go on for weeks and the rest of it, your national security advisor would have to be extremely careful in answering questions. It would almost have to be in writing for national security reasons. And Trump gave a hint of some of that right there. But he said, yeah, bring everybody on, call everybody, 32.
When you have a national security, you could call it presidential prerogative. You could just call it, the way I look at it, I call it national security for national security reasons, executive privilege, they say. So that would, John would certainly fit into that. When you're a national security advisor, like this gentleman is doing a fantastic job, Robert, I just think it's very hard. And I've always gotten along. I've actually gotten along with John Bolton. He didn't get along with other people, a lot of other people. But when he knows my thoughts on certain people and other governments, and we're talking about massive trade deals and war and peace and all these different things that we talk about, that's really a very important national security problem, I think, having somebody. Other people, Mick Mulvaney is probably around here someplace. I'd love to have Mick go, but I think that he's really expressed himself very well when he did a Chris Wallace interview. That was a very, very powerful interview. That was a long, tough, Chris is a tough interviewer, a very talented guy. You know, I think it's not much he can add. He's been great.
All right, I agree with most of that, but I want to hear what he had to say about Rudy.
You know, he could be a witness at some point if this whole sham continues. I would love to have Rudy on the team. Rudy is on my team, just so you understand. But I'd love to have him up there. But it could be that he'd have a conflict. It could be. But Rudy Giuliani is somebody that I think the press has been very unfair to. Greatest mayor in the history of New York. Think of it. And one of the greatest crime fighters of the last 100 years. And he hates to see what's happening because he knows corruption really better than anybody.
You know.
Oh, wow.
That's there's a lot of truth there about Rudy. He was a great mayor of New York City. We will never know how many lives he saved through his you know, his various programs to clean up the city. How many dollars flowed in from tourists? How many jobs were created? The good he did. I mean, he did enormous good as the mayor of New York City. He's an American hero. On the other hand, I think he's now kind of a nutty old guy who's got enormous divorce bills and is looking to make a buck.
You don't know what you're talking about, idiot.
Well, okay. Fair enough. Fair criticism, Rudy. yeah, and I think he's also an unmoored cannon, if you will. And I've said many times, if Trump ever does go down, Rudy Giuliani's name will be in the lead paragraph. But enough of that for now. We have a couple of tech stories that will fascinate you. Next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, pardon the interruption of your radio program. Please listen carefully. If you've tried or wanted to try prescriptions like Viagra or Cialis or ordered over-the-counter products online that just don't work, you really need to try Trinoxid. Finally, a secret formula in male performance revealed in this special free bottle offer. Trinoxid is the incredible all-natural super pill that will transform your life in the bedroom forever. It's the real deal and is being referred to as the next generation Viagra. After years of research, the developers of Trinoxid got it right. This
Lipitor's Remarkable Pill uses the highest quality ingredients. And best of all, there's no side effects and no prescription needed. With Trinoxid, you'll experience triple the potency, triple the performance, and triple the pleasure. So what are you waiting for? Call now to find out how to get your free bottle.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Trinoxid. Call 800-605-4807. That's 800-605-4807. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-4807, 800-605-4807.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
That's 800-605-4807. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-4807, 800-605-4807.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Chinese theme park is under fire for forcing a pig to bungee jump.
When asked for a comment, the pig said, "Dude, be cool. They turned all my friends into corn dogs. I'm just trying to buy some time over here."
Now, come on, China.
Yeah, see, we have one more David Spade joke. Is it pretty good? That's only 10 seconds long. Hit it.
A man was arrested at an airport in Peru with 20 live birds in his suitcase. In related news, the big magic show in Lima has been canceled.
All right.
I love how quickly he gets in and out of his jokes.
Yes.
It's so impressive. Kind of,
we should end with the pig joke. It was funnier, though. the world's richest man had his phone hacked during what he thought was a friendly chat with Saudi Arabia's crown prince. Sources are telling The Guardian, which is a pretty solid newspaper, that investigators have determined that large amounts of data were extracted from Jeff Bezos' phone after he received an infected video file from Mohammed bin Salman during a WhatsApp exchange in May 2018. First of all, MBS and Jeff Bezos are getting together on the WhatsApp in 2018.
Got to be some sort of billionaire boys club secret handshake phone,
right?
Rolodex.
They laugh at Davos. They think Davos is the Walmart. They go to wherever, the Bilderberg group. Anyway, so first of all, let's get over the two of them lying in bed WhatsApping each other as they before they go to sleep at night.
No, you hang up.
You're a pookie. UN expert investigating the murder of Jamal Khashoggi told the New York Times that the serious allegations against MBS will be addressed in a public statement on today. Sources tell the Times the UN plans to raise allegations directly with the Saudi government.
Oh, so Khashoggi worked for the Washington Post,
right,
which is owned by Bezos.
Right, and it's thought that MBS was, well, I'll just quote from this story here. The Times sources say investigators believe the Saudis, who apparently targeted Bezos over coverage of the country in the Post, used the prince's phone to hack him because they believe messages from Salman would not arouse suspicions. So they're hackers and they're spooks and they're goons. Maybe the same guys who hacked up poor old man Khashoggi said, "Hey, Prince MBS, tell you whose phone call he'd answer. Well, not a phone call, but a WhatsApp. Yours. Can we borrow your phone?" And MBS said, "Hell yeah, you can borrow it."
Wow.
Yeah, so Gavin DeBecker, who's Amazon's head of security, Jeff Bezos in particular, his head of security, said last year that his investigation had determined that the Saudis had accessed Bezos' phone. Now, that investigation, you may remember, was launched after those racy texts from Bezos to his lover ended up in the National Enquirer. And I remember the theories at the time that it was her brother. She's like, "I don't show my brother my sex," which is, you know, I'm all for family closeness, but that's friggin' weird if you do. She denied every route for how anybody got it from her. And I remember hearing, you know, it could have been the Saudis. Me thinking, what do the Saudis care who, you know, Jeff Bezos is tapping, to use the parlance of today's youth? Turns out that's not true, though. The Saudis have denied the allegations. So I stand corrected.
Denied it doesn't mean it's false.
They wouldn't lie to us. Saudi officials deny the allegations. Quote, "Recent media reports suggest the kingdom is behind a hacking of Mr. Jeff Bezos' phone. That's absurd. We call for an investigation on these claims so we can have all the facts out." Oh, you're big fans of transparency there in Saudi. Thank you for that lovely little bit of humor. And this is, it's kind of funny, but it's frustrating if you bought any of this stuff. This is a great example of how your smart device could be as dumb as a brick pretty soon and as useless as a hunk of wood. They make the point here in, what website is this?
I think it's like Ars Technica is what the...
Oh, yeah, that's a good site. I like to give credit for good journalism. They say any smart device comes with its own set of benefits and trade-offs, but one huge shoe waiting to drop with every single one of them. Anything you can connect can be disconnected at the other end. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. There have been a few great examples of this recently, but today's example of smart stuff going dumb comes courtesy of the folks at Under Armour. which is effectively rendering its fitness hardware line very expensive paperweights. They announced recently that not only have their big fitness app been removed from all the app stores, but the company is no longer providing customer support or bug fixes for the software, which will stop working completely at the end of March. You see, if you didn't buy any of this stuff, here's what we're talking about. They launched a lineup of connected devices in 2016. You got your wrist dealio, like a Fitbit, mm-hmm. but it's an Under Armour bit. You got a smart scale for your bathroom, and then a chest strap style heart rate monitor. So it's like all your exercising gear talking to each other and building data for you to...
Communicating with the right. app on your phone and exactly. creating a database of you.
How you're doing, yep. why, what you can do better, blah, blah, blah. Nice fitness stuff. And it's all really expensive. The scale and the wristband, for instance, $180 each. I'm here to tell you, you can get a pretty good scale for a lot less than $180.
Tells you how much you weigh and everything.
With the heart monitor at an overpriced $80. Now, if you're the thrifty sort, you could buy all three together for a $400 bundle, which is a 0% discount, if my math skills are...
I think you said $40, right?
So... I'm sorry, $400. It's a $400 bundle.
Right, right. So, yeah, but so...
$180
and $180
plus $180
360
plus $80.
So that's so $440
oh,
would be.
Oh, you do
the,
get a $40 yeah. discount. I'm sorry, I have impugned the good folks of Under Armour and their representatives. Is LeBron James an Under Armour guy?
No.
Steph Curry is.
Correct.
That's who I was thinking of. I've got a file in the back of my brain right about here: basketball superstars of the 2010s, and there they are. So in 2017, less than 2 years after launching the Health Box line, Under Armour gave up on the project. Health Box and the three products comprising it gradually vanished from both literal and digital store shelves. And the market has evolved, and we've evolved with it, said their chief tech officer. So your $180 scale is now a paperweight. It doesn't make it clear to me if you can still weigh yourself on it. It's probably still a scale,
yeah,
right?
It just doesn't communicate and store data. There's also some interesting things about how you can export your workout routines to future fitness apps, whatever you pivot to, but you yeah. can't grab the data about yourself.
TMI, I don't yeah. care. Anyway, well, you're overweight and it's overpriced and you shouldn't waste any of your money, but what you know, it happens to all of us.
And now, final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty. Engage.
It wasn't good, but it was funny. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room, Michelangelo. Final thought?
Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit this, but I went to two warehouse clubs the other day, and I got so many free samples that I didn't have to eat dinner. They were giving away raviolis, and I got my fill.
Yeah, well. It's age. Hey, Positive Sean, producer, final thought?
Yeah, also food-related, there's a baker in the newsroom, a notorious baker, and her muffins today are probably the best thing I've ever tasted.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear that.
That's a good thing I didn't say it. I didn't say that.
What flavor?
I don't know. It's like a caramel thing. I don't know. Ooh. I don't know.
The chocolate and strawberry.
What? What? A chocolate strawberry muffin? It's insane. My final thought comes courtesy of Mike. It's a sign in beautiful Monterey, California. It's a road sign. Want to help the needy? Rather than give money to street solicitors, contribute to recognized local charities and benefit our community. In other words, don't give to begging junkies at street corners to buy drugs. That's what they are. It's why they want it. It's a quality of life thing. If you see somebody giving money to junkies at a corner thinking they're kind and generous, roll down your window and say, "Hey, stupid, give your money to a charity." Epithets are your choice entirely, and the Armstrong and Getty Show does not take responsibility for you hurling epithets at strangers. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday. So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All of our podcasts are there. The long form, the show repackaged, our One More Thing podcast, plus the articles, the videos we mentioned. Email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say...
how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good. And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
"It's over for me."
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Pettifogging. The word ought not to have been used.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.